Well, what's your reaction? That's quite an honor. Continues a good year for you.
Very honored to have a Pro Bowl nomination. Was very happy. I owe a lot of thanks to my coaches and teammates for helping me be successful.
Does this one mean more coming off the injury?
I definitely had a big emphasis this year is trying to coming back and playing well and getting nominated for the Pro Bowl definitely is a good sign that I've done a good job this season.
It's very hard for a center with a 3-11 team to get recognized, especially when the running game is ranked in the 30s. How do you account for your selection?
Good question. You try to play hard. You try to, do everything you can every play. I think, I owe a lot to my teammates. Both my guards are blocking people with me, and I owe a lot of thanks to them.
Do you feel like you're playing back at the level you were before the leg injury?
I would say yes. I think it's been a long road. A lot of work has gone into it, but put in a lot of work and I feel like I've done some good things on the field.
How long did it take you to get back to that level that you're satisfied with?
Still working hard every day. I think it's hard to say you're just always satisfied with what you're doing. I'm still, every day I'm out there on the field, I'm trying to get better at, what I do.
Alex, was there something early in the year that you're doing much better now than, again, coming back from a leg injury?
Generally, over the course of a season, I try to work on things constantly. So as you take pass sets and you have more and more reps at something, you should try to refine and get your technique better and better as the season goes on. I know this off season and early in camp, it was a lot longer time from when I had last taken some sets. So a lot of work had to be done all off season, all preseason.
If you look at your rookie film, or even 2010, the year you made the Pro Bowl the first time, would you say, oh, man, I wasn't doing this right, I wasn't doing that right, or is this just very incremental?
I'm sure I could pick myself apart on any season if you wanted to be picky. I mean, there's mistakes you make in film, and you try to watch them and get better. Maybe I have notes I write down, and I'm trying to work on all those little things, be it like a real big play that you screwed up on or a touchdown pass that, hey, I was a little edgy here. You just always try to work on, your craft.
I guess the point I'm making is I think if I look at something, I don't see a big difference, but you as a perfectionist, you do see.
I haven't really gone back and looked at that. That'd be an interesting exercise.
Patton said it was more than a broken leg. Was it? What else was it called? Ligaments?
I don't really want to get into specifics of my last year's injury.
But was it more than just a clean break of the leg?
Yes.
Hey, Alex, I wonder if you think that a Pro Bowl honor would help somebody's bargaining position if they get their free agent. How are you looking at that?
I'm going to wait till after the season to deal with any of that kind of stuff. I'm really honored to have the Pro Bowl selection, and I got big thanks to the people I play against and the poop I play with.
On January 4th, then, Alex, when it'll be the last time we see you this year, this season, will you be able to tell us then what your plans are?
No. I've just finished a game, worried about the Steelers.
In terms of playing here, you played with the guys, most of them on the line for a long time. What does that count for in terms of enjoying your experience as a pro?
What's your question? I don't quite follow. Oh, I really like the guys I play with. I mean, the other guys in the O-line are awesome people. They're great friends and really good teammates. Like I said, I owe a lot of thanks to all of them for helping me be a good player.
When did you feel it was a struggle, like the first couple weeks of the season, coming off the leg, like your play? Did you think you struggled at all?
I felt pretty good. I think we had a good game plan going into the season for making sure I was healthy, and I think we used OTAs and all the preseason pretty effectively to get me to where I wanted to be.
You've had a Pro Bowl year. Joe Thomas had a Pro Bowl year. The running game hasn't had a Pro Bowl year. If you could pinpoint one reason, why?
It's not one reason. I mean, you can't simple things down that much.
About a top seven.
at times. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. I think we played some really good defenses. You know, a lot of guys have thrown a lot at us for run stopping. I think we've done a good job as an offense, by and large, of throwing the ball and mixing things up. And we have had some good rushing games. I think it gives and takes. If you can't run the ball, there should be something open on the pass game. I think we've done an effective job of doing
that. Would these two things being there, Shanahan leaving, Andy Moeller leaving, would those affect the running game?
I know losing Andy late in the year was a tough transition for us, and I think we've handled it pretty well.
How important is winning to you? Like when you're sit down here, when the season's over, and you get away from here, you're in a factor of things. Are there a couple things in your mind that are really important to you as regarding your decision?
Not going to worry about my decision now. I will say winning is really important to me.
Pettine was talking about just what it takes mentally to overcome an injury, come back from an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it appears to the coaching staff that you're more confident in the leg now than you were at the beginning of the season. Do you think that you're more confident? I mean, is that an
I know that was discussed. I think it was one of those things where you just get more used to it and get back there on the field and let things play out. I think we used preseason, offseason pretty well to try to get that confidence back. But as you go on, whether it be from injury or just having more reps of practice and feeling better, I think your game should get better as the year goes on.
Can you address the notion of a lot of players that come out and basically said that they would like to see some continuity in the coaching staff, that the direction of the team is going? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that in the middle of the year, I'm not going to worry about too much. You know, we have the coaching staff we have right now, and we've got an opponent coming up this weekend, and I'm going to focus on that and our game plan for Kansas City.
Would another coaching change and that kind of upheaval, how might that factor into what you decide to do?
I'm not going to worry about that till I have to, and if it happens. What ifs are something I'm really eager to entertain.